Hello and welcome to another episode of Design and the Influence. It's a pleasure to have you here with us for this wonderful ride. We've been riding BIM for the last three episodes with Willard. Willard, say hi to the folks.
Hi.
Clearly, he's the expert. I'm the question asker. That's my job. But I am immensely curious, and I hope I scratch that itch for you as well. Today, we're diving into, well, it's worth to say that I'm from ArcIT, and so is Willard. He's a friend of the company, and we're exploring this together. But the idea is we're the IT company that helps companies, architecture, design, engineering shops with IT, but now we also help with BIM conversions. And so, but today it's all pure mental safari and discovery, right? Today we're going to talk about collaboration and collaborative aspects of ArchiCAD versus AutoCAD and some others, but going into BIM with eyes wide open, and you call this synergistic scalability. So, Mr. Willard, this is a big word. Let's break it down for folks. And maybe if you could start with maybe a problem, and then like let's talk about a solution to that problem, and that will open the door for us for the rest of the show today.
Yeah. So I think one problem that probably sticks out is if you were going after, let's say, a $10 million project, a house, a commercial building, and say you had, you know, two or three people to assist you in that effort. In traditional workflows, I think that there's kind of the idea of 1 + 1 = 2 or 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But within kind of ArchiCAD's ecosystem, there is a what I would call like a synergistic scalability. So now you're looking at a project, instead of it being this mountain or hurdle that you're having to summit, you're now able to attack that project on all fronts in a synergistic method where, you know, 1 + 1 = 3 or even 1 + 1 = 4. So, and as you increase the number of support kind of mechanisms in that system, you're now able to do things that a larger team potentially would struggle with. But as a smaller team, you're able to both not only just match what a larger team does, but exceed what a larger team can do with some of these traditional applications.
Mm. So you're talking about going from an assembly line type of process where there could be, there just potentially stalls and problems. And if the assembly line, one part goes down, the whole thing breaks down. People down the line just sitting around waiting, Henry Ford, versus the more modern way to come at the problem, which is go at it all together and, you know, instrument, collaborate, and synergize, you know, synergize, bring all your efforts in one, and then sort of have a product that is a lot more thought out and delivered much faster and higher quality. Is that, am I capturing it right? If I'm just simplifying stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great example. If you look at kind of the model or the Ford Model T kind of production line of assembly, which revolutionized, you know, factory construction, and for what it was very instrumental in kind of the Industrial Revolution. You can also tie that to kind of the architecture and construction industry. And I would almost go into maybe a little bit of a tangential comparison, which is the fourth Industrial Revolution, which is, instead of you ordering a pair of shoes online and getting whatever size that you ordered, now you can fully customize that pair of shoes and it be totally unique, totally one-off, fully customizable. and produced at the same or a quicker rate than what a traditional method or kind of fabrication would be. So in a sense, now we have the ability to take that item off the assembly line, and instead of just doing, you know, assembly one and two and three, now we can do all of them out of order potentially and have a higher quality product quicker, and that is more responsive to the solution that you're looking for.
So you're saying we're finally able to overcome Henry Ford's famous words, which is you can have Model T in any color as long as it's black.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, yeah. It opens up so many avenues. I don't want to go on tangents because, you know, you brought up custom shoes. You brought up, you know, this on-demand manufacturing kind of a thing. And just there's a lot there. But let's keep going in the same direction. So the next question is the how of it, right? So that sounds good. So far, people listening, they're like, okay, yeah, I want that. Maybe to walk us through maybe high level, what are some of the things that actually bring about this level of production and efficiency in currently available? That's not Futurescape too much. And then maybe we can dive deeper into each component and see how it's actually be able to perform those functions.
Yeah. So I think, you know, first off, if you're trying to achieve this kind of synergistic scalability, I think one thing that's critical is having parametric optimism. So I think that, like, it might be a little bit scary. It might be something that's unknown, but there has to be a little bit of optimism that you can achieve something that you might not have done, you know, previously or currently. And I'm a little bit biased, but ARCHICAD kind of hits all those pieces. So I think, you know, to talk about some of the kind of more specific aspects of it, first and foremost, you have an integrated BIM environment. So now you have an environment that basically allows multiple people to interact with a model, documentation, creating imagery, creating schedules, and kind of all of the basic things that you need to produce information for the client, for the contractor, more quickly than you would in traditional kind of workflows. So first and foremost is, I think, especially in early kind of concept design, you know, if you're trying to win a project, you know, the initial setup of the project. So you have templates, you have libraries, you have these parametric components. And within the ARCHICAD kind of environment, now you're able to predefine what those look like, what those objects are. So you're not having to go hunt or recreate the wheel every time that you're attempting to go after a project. So right there, you're reducing kind of the startup component. Then you also have the layouts. So instead of just having a blank, I guess, title block, you know, that's just for construction documents, or one that's for presentations, or, you know, something else for schematic design, now you can pre-populate a file in your template with all of these different phases or options that you're looking for. So now you're saving time by not having to create your layouts. And, you know, this is not necessarily hyper unique to ARCHICAD, but ARCHICAD has done it in a way that makes it more fluid, more seamless, and more transferable to other projects more easily. And then, you know, another piece of this, which is within kind of the parametric modeling software suite, is the ability to automatically generate your drawings. So instead of me going in and creating an elevation from scratch, when I'm laying out my floor plan and inserting my doors and windows and other objects, my elevations, my sections, you know, my other views are automatically being generated, but then also my drawings are being updated automatically as well. So again, now you're saving, you know, X amount of time by not having to coordinate each of the views or worry that drawings aren't updated. And then I think, you know, another kind of aspect of it is the collaborative workflow. So now we have team members who could be working on, you know, elevations or certain drawings within the set. They could be collaborating in a Teamwork or BIM Cloud kind of environment. That also allows project managers to jump into the project and review the project without having to have a set printed or reviewing a PDF. They can review it live or within the file itself. And that kind of leads into kind of revision control and history. So as the team is creating the information, creating the renderings, creating the visualizations or animations or whatever it might be, a project manager or project architect could be in there also creating revisions. And now we're able to both see what is needed to be adjusted within the file or within the documentation. And we have the ability to assign those tasks to individuals or, you know, teams and see if those things have been completed, both in kind of a pre-design as well as once you're getting into kind of the construction document phase. So I think those are kind of a good, you know, basic overview of some of the ways that collaboration within ArchiCAD, you know, stands, you know, way above a lot of other applications, but more importantly, will allow you to win and execute projects more quickly, more accurately, and in a more collaborative and synergistic kind of approach. And there are other applications that have certain pieces or percentages of these capabilities, but ArchiCAD stands above everything in terms of the ability to produce information as quickly as you need it or faster than you would have ever expected.
Gotcha. Okay. Very interesting. So what I'm getting out of this is kind of four components, maybe third and fourth, the blending. But you know, number one, and we're going to go right a little deeper into each one, double click, but templates, libraries, you know, quicker start to the project because you already have some of the stuff saved up and ready to deploy. It updates in real time. This is worth exploring a little more. Work at the same time. So everybody can work at the same time. The review process can happen as that work commences, and also revision control. So I don't know if revision control is number four or it's part of number three. Either way.
I think it's a little bit on its own.
Okay, so four. So let's double click. I'd like to know first where AutoCAD stands on each one of these, and then go a little bit deeper into each one, explain why this is such an advantage with ArchiCAD. Any other tools out there? But today, you know, we're really on this series and this season, we're focusing on ArchiCAD. So let's just stay tunnel vision here. And compare it to other 2D tools. I wouldn't necessarily say 2D tools, but you know, older, flatter tools. So number one, templates, libraries, you know, predefined objects, those kinds of things. Doesn't AutoCAD have some of that functionality?
Yeah, it does have some of that functionality, and you can build out your template within AutoCAD to have some of your predefined information that's within that. But what it's missing is kind of the parametric nature, the ability to insert data within the objects to more clearly define or collate the information. So, you know, one thing that ArchiCAD recently updated or made available was the ability for, let's just say, line work to be within folders. So as you're looking at your lines, instead of looking at a list that's 300, you know, items long, now you can say, I just want to look at lines that are for my site plan, or I want to look at lines that are for my floor plans or elevations or different uses. And that capability is within all of the components and objects within ARCHICAD. So for instance, if I'm looking for, gym equipment or something of that nature, I can create a folder that has all my predefined objects that are related to gym equipment, the layers, the line types, and even specific data. If I know a manufacturer or if I know the cost of those things, I can start embedding that information into a template and be able to use it across different projects very easily. So I think that that's kind of one of the differentiators between what AutoCAD provides out of the box as what ARCHICAD provides out of the box.
Gotcha. What about like libraries and of different components and specifically templates? Because, you know, if you're designing schools and you got a template, that sounds like it's a pretty big step, you know, jump sort of into the project.
Yeah. Libraries, all of those items can be categorized. And I'm trying to think of a word, but it's like foldered or within folders, so that you're either looking in a folder or you're looking, you know, within a group of objects that might be related to whatever you're looking for. So that's a pretty unique capability. And like you're saying, like if you're a multidisciplinary firm that does schools, hospitals, and maybe like luxury residential kind of projects or mixed use or something of that nature, you're potentially going to have objects or libraries or templates that are all specifically related to that project type. And what that really allows you to do is, instead of having to spend time pointing team members to, you know, I guess like a manual that you have in your office of how things should look or how things should exist within your project, you can basically give somebody a template, or people can be working from a template that has all the objects, all the different kind of components or libraries that you want to reference for that project type specifically. And ultimately that just allows people to run as quickly as they want or can into the design and production of the information with little or no kind of hesitation or oversight kind of in that initial phase. But all of this is based on the fact that you have built out a template that represents your ethos or the project type.
I like that. We bring a little bit of art and a little bit of a brand and, you know, a little bit of a like architectural signature into this, because that's kind of ultimately a lot of architects, you know, highly artistic, and the art is part of it. And you're right. Each, you know, will have their own signature, and this is interesting. So that is a whole other topic.
That's an interesting topic in and of itself, because I have created a number of templates for different firms and architects throughout the years. And I never knew how important certain text was in certain places until I started diving deep into template creation. And you're right completely that architects are very particular about how things look and how things are represented. And, you know, one of the real advantages is that your template and the information that you want to have as a reference can be totally customized exactly how you want it to look within your firm so that it does represent your artistic tendencies.
Signature tendency. Yeah, gotcha. Interesting. So let's like bypass this because I think we'll do a whole subject on this. I already have two subjects, two new topics out of this, but and I'm underlining them so in my notes so I know to come back to them. But updating in real time. So now let's shift. So we already have a jump start on the project. I'm presuming we've already made those designs. We've built our components. We've built our libraries. So there's a huge advantage already. Updated in real time is the next thing you suggested with is an advantage. So where the AutoCAD falls short here?
From my understanding, and this might be a couple generations old of AutoCAD, but the ability for you to automatically create sets or layouts based on your current design and all of the different information that you're creating, views, section, and things is fairly limited compared to other parametric tools that are out there. So I just can't imagine that AutoCAD's ability to deal with the complexities of modern kind of projects is anywhere near the same in a lot of regards. And one of the things that I think is probably pretty unique, even compared to all of the other applications, is that ARCHICAD is multi-threaded. So when you're updating drawings, when you're creating information, the multi-threaded kind of aspect, so using multiple processors to calculate information, is spread out through the software. And other applications are potentially multi-threaded in certain aspects, but they're not multi-threaded throughout the entire application. So again, that just saves you a tremendous amount of time, especially as you increase the complexity or the data richness within your project. You're able to update information across multiple sheets, multiple kind of views and layouts and things like that, using all the processors within your machine.
Can you give me a basic, Willard, can you give me a basic example of that? Like, help me visualize what that actually means.
So if I was looking at a floor plan and I had made, I don't know, changes to walls, doors, windows, and something of that nature, and I went to the layout that represented the elevations of that drawing, instead of me crossing over to the layout and then one single thread of my processor trying to go back to that floor plan and figure out what has changed, now multiple threads of my processor are referencing that floor plan and the elevation and then populating that information onto my layout. So the difference would be potentially, because I'm trying to think if AutoCAD is even multi-threaded at all, but let's just say, for instance, AutoCAD had multiple thread processing for its floor plan, but it definitely doesn't have it for its elevations or its layouts. So I make changes on my floor plan. It's updated fairly quickly. And then when I go to update my layout, now it's just using one thread versus, I don't know, some systems now have, you know, 16 or 32 cores. It would just be using one of those cores versus 32 cores to process that information. And so where that gets, where you would see the benefit is if you had a lot of vector information, so a lot of line work that was on the elevation, it would take, let's just say, roughly 5 times longer to update that layout.
So it's compute efficiency.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, why don't you say that? I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't really connect to multi-thread. Again, I'm not in this business. I don't design buildings, but I am endlessly curious and fascinated by it. So forgive me. But I also, for the benefit of the audience who may have not connected the dots, I wanted to connect it. So multi-threaded approach basically does a better job in using compute efficiency to be able to present, render and present those models, update those models quicker.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. 10.4. So that's update in real time. And if that is the case, then what is the ArchiCAD, like, let's say, 10x advantage here? Like, is it really because like six people can be sort of working on the project at the same time? Or is it even for one person is just a lot faster to be able to render project and prep it for next stage? Or give me a little bit more here.
Yeah. For instance, I'm trying to think, some of my, the more complex projects that I've worked on, hundreds of sheets, hundreds of different or thousands of different pieces of information, large teams working in a single file. And when you go to publish that document and you want to make sure that every single sheet is updated. So say I have five people working on a 20-story building and each of those team members was working on a different aspect that, maybe they're all working on 30 sheets or 30 views or whatever it might be. And at the end of the day, I'm ready to publish. And instead of me waiting, it could be upwards of 30 minutes to update, this complex of a site or project. Now I've cut it down to 5 minutes or something of that nature. And especially if I am, I guess worst case scenario is that the client just walked into my office and says, I want to see the most current set of drawings. And instead of them waiting, potentially a couple hours for me to produce that information or even me to produce or update that information, within, 15 minutes, I can have a fully realized current set of documents published, with renderings that are updated, with schedules, with floor plans, elevations, all up to date very quickly. So, that is one of the 10x kind of components there is that, and if you were looking back in history, like, I don't know how you would retain your sanity if somebody came into your office and you're using AutoCAD and they said, I want to see the most latest and greatest set of documents. That potentially would crash your system. That potentially could take, multiple hours. It could make you look less competent in the ability for you to produce, the necessary information as quickly as ArchiCAD does.
Very good. So it's that compute efficiency covers a lot of advantages and it's saving time, man. How critical is that? This quick story, man, we got to move on, but there's a quick story. I remember I had brought in a student, my first startup, I brought in a student to help me video edit and it was an hourly rate. And this was a while back. This was like, was that mid 2000, 2010, somewhere there. And then he said, after like we've done a couple, he asked me, hey, am I getting paid when the video is downloading and uploading? And I'm like, and I didn't even expect that question. I'm like, yeah, I guess. He's like, well, that's half the time. Like half of it is my work. The other half is I'm just sitting here, poking my nose because the video, all the content is uploading. He does these edits and then, I'm sorry, download it, then that's his edit, upload it. So it just reminded me of that story. And like he actually like, I ended up just after that hiring video editors that I paid for the final product, right? I don't want to deal with that question. Oh my god, am I getting paid for the time that it's rendering? I don't know how it works in architecture world. Do people just sit around, or are there other things they're doing?
Well, it depends. If you are working off of a standalone machine, there is the potential with certain applications that you could be waiting for that machine to complete its process before you're able to do anything else. Yeah. So, but yeah. And then there's ways to mitigate that, especially if you're doing renderings and things like that. And that's, you know, another topic, but one of the really interesting kind of aspects of ArchiCAD now is its connectivity to the Unreal Engine and Twinmotion. So, and this is kind of a paradigm shift that's happened in the last probably 5 years, but instead of you waiting for a rendering to occur, and especially with these new graphics cards that are, I believe it's the RTX series graphics cards, which has real-time ray tracing, you are not waiting for rendering because it's rendering in real time. So whatever you're looking at is the rendering. So, which is also pretty unique because when you fire up Twinmotion and bring in your project from ArchiCAD, instead of you potentially having to wait, you know, hours for it to render like you would some kind of either video editing software, or even, because I'm trying to think, when you compress the video or like make it ready for production and it takes like a really long time to do that, now you're not waiting for that kind of final product. And that's really the case with a lot of what ArchiCAD has established, is that either things are being computed in the background so that they're always available and ready to go so that you're not waiting for them, or the things that you used to wait for hours and hours are coming in at higher quality and significantly less time.
There's a reason why NVIDIA CEO, you know, is, first of all, it's like almost a $1 trillion company all of a sudden over the last 22 years, as they were producing graphic focused chips. And I think Unreal is running on those for sure. But he's called Taylor Swift of tech. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, there's a tidbit there for you to enjoy. But hey, we got to jump through the two more. So work at the same time and revision control. If you don't mind, maybe you can just kind of coast there and tell me, like, first, where are the shortcomings of AutoCAD? What are the advantages, like clear advantages of ArchiCAD? And I think that's going to cover us today.
Okay. Then let's start from the bottom. So revision control. So there's a couple things that are pretty unique within the ArchiCAD platform. One is the connectivity to Bluebeam. And so, but that's one kind of tangential piece of it. But one thing that's really nice about kind of revision control is like when you have to respond to comments from the jurisdiction having control or authorities having jurisdiction over your project, and you are going through, you know, a 20-page document and responding to those, you're able to create these clouds, and the clouds automatically generate kind of a revision in your title block, which is all kind of required in the process of responding to comments from the city or the county or whoever. And what's really nice is that, like, if I go through a document, say, as the project architect, and I'm just going through the comments, I can open up my comments list or whatever it is, responses, and start to create my responses by clouding all the information and quickly having a list of all of those clouds. And I'm able to compare it to the comments that I got from the AHJ and say, okay, I've gone through this. Now I can hand it off to a team member inside of the application. So I'm not going over to their desk and I'm not saying, hey, like, can you look at these comments, or can you look at the things that I've marked up on my plan set? Now I can just say, open up the file, and I've assigned everybody those items that they need to address. And so in theory, now I have reduced the interaction time that I need to be with team members and say, you know, these are the issues that you need to adjust or modify. And then there's also kind of another piece to that, which is that I can assign specific elements or specific pieces within the project to say, you need to adjust these elements or look at this because it's not working or something of that nature. And so that's not possible in AutoCAD. You're not able to streamline that aspect of it. And, you know, kind of the other component, which is getting into Bluebeam or, you know, I'm not sure if it does it with Acrobat, but I know for sure there's a Bluebeam connection, but I can go into Bluebeam. I can make those markups in the meeting and, you know, with the client or with whoever, and then I can re-import that information and it automatically will create the clouds from the document that I produced out of ArchiCAD. And now I have kind of a full circle kind of loop there, which is coming back from an outside application back into ArchiCAD. And so that's really kind of the interoperability on a different level, which is not, can I share a file with somebody? Can I digest that file? Now it's like, I can go out and do something in a flat environment and bring it back into ArchiCAD and share that with my team. And then the other aspect you were saying was, what was the other one? Work at the same time. So that kind of dovetails with that, is that not only do I have multiple people able to access this information from anywhere in the world, and now we're all working in the same basic language of what I would like to see on the drawings or styles or the objects. And we're not recreating the wheel with every object and reassigning parameters inside of that object and within the drawings themselves. So I could have 5 people, I could have 1 person, I could have 100 people inside of a file working on specific aspects of it. I could have multiple people that are outside of my firm or my organization inserting their information in real time or working on their own information inside of the same platform, same file in real time. So I could have, for instance, the structural engineer who is making adjustments to the placement of the steel or the structure itself. And when they send their updates, which is the click of a button, I can receive that information, I can see it, and I could comment within the application and send it back and say, oh, I didn't know you changed the size of this column or this beam, and it's affecting my layout of my furniture, or my windows are now going to have to change. Thanks for changing this, or something of that nature. So now I'm really in a hyper synergistic kind of environment where it's not only real time, it's potentially almost in a sense predictive, because now I can see what their desired outcome is or where they're going with their design, with the structure, with mechanical systems, with the landscaping or whatever it might be. And instead of me picking up the phone or sending an email and saying, hey, like, I saw that you changed this, or even more rudimentary, saying, can you send me your backgrounds? And then taking those background information and inserting it into my file and then doing a visual comparison to see what changed, or adding that information back into my file so that it's up to date. And you know that there's always a pitfall there, or there's always something that's potentially going to get missed in that archaic workflow. And ArchiCAD really says, well, we can work in the same file. We can work and communicate in the same environment and basically with the same style, with the same look and feel. And there is no application out there that compares to what ArchiCAD has developed in terms of that ability, that level of collaboration, that level of information sharing, and that level of transparency, which, you know, previously would be siloed information that I would have to share with somebody and get their feedback via email, via physical drawings, whatever it might be. And, you know, if you are so open, you could have your client in there. You could have the real estate developer, or you could have, you know, potentially even, you know, other entities able to access information and control the level of access, which is nice. So I could have the owner be able to get into my file, or they could look at my BIMX model, but they could also look at the file that I'm working on and just get in there and see what has changed or how they want to view the information. But I probably wouldn't recommend like your owner, because you'd have to get in there, seal it, ArchiCAD, and then potentially open a whole new can of worms of having somebody in there that, you know, is not necessarily professionally trained.
It's like my barber, you know, he, you know what he does, he turns me around and I'm not looking at no mirror when he's doing his work, because you know, he's not looking for that input as he works, you know. Because he already knows who I, you know, I understand the first time you show, you do a little show, you know, you kind of show him what you're working towards, and then you go do work and then show the next stage. So it's kind of similar aspect. Like he just turns me around and I'm looking at the TV or something else, not in the mirror, which is kind of interesting. I've been to other shops, barbershops, that, you know, you're always looking at the mirror and then you're like, is he doing it right? Ooh, you forgot that piece, right?
Yeah.
Does your barber or hairstylist turn you around?
Only at the end. Yeah.
So wait, so you're not looking at the mirror while your hair is being cut?
Yeah.
See, that's a sign of a professional. Yeah. Anyway, I got to run, man. This is fantastic, man. We could spend hours on this, but we have to also be kind to our listeners and viewers, hopefully watching YouTube. And I'd say we did pretty decent job in at least touching base on some of the advantages of collaboration, collaborative aspect. We also brought in some other things like templates, libraries, number one, update it in real time, work at the same time, and revision control. We dove into those fairly deeply. Willard, thank you for, you know, this exploration. I appreciate you taking the time to talk through all of those in this manner. And hey, if you guys need any help out there, we are GetArchIT. Well, we're ArchIT. We can be found at GetArchIT.com. We can come and help you with your migration or just curiosity moving into BIM, specifically ArchiCAD. But we can also help you with all of your IT problems, issues. We can take over and run your ITs, or we can do special projects for you. We work with architects. We understand the business. We are, you know, only architect focused IT shop out there. So with that, Willard, any parting words of wisdom?
Embrace the parametric optimism in the effort of synergistic scalability.
That's just fantastic. All right. I think you broke somebody's brain. All right, everyone. Thank you very much for watching and listening. A lot more topics coming at you in the coming weeks. Willard, thank you for your time and your wisdom as always. And see you all next time.
Thanks.